outside the house. Mr. Douglas was an American. Mr. Barker lived in America. You don't need to import someone from outside to account for American doings.
Excuse me, Inspector.
What is it, lad?
We've found something, sir. Outside.
Sir Rudge Whitworth. What's coming on a bicycle?
It's well ridden. It's been used for a considerable journey very recently. The mud streaks and splashes were all made within a few hours of each other. What's the nearest large town?
Tunbridge Wells. I suppose there's no doubt that this is how the killer got here.
Oh, it's too near the house to have been dumped casually. But what in the name of all that's wonderful made him leave it behind?
What sort of murderer makes off with a wedding ring, but abandons his quickest means of escape?
We don't seem to get a gleam of light in this case.
Don't we?
I'm very lonely now, Mary, for the poor make no new friends. But oh, they love the better still, the few our Father sends. And you were all I had, Mary, my blessing and my pride. There's nothing else to care for now, since my poor Mary died. I'm bidding you a long farewell, my Mary kind and true, but I'll not forget you, darling, in the land I'm going to. They say there's bread and work for all, and the sun shines always there, but I'll not forget old Ireland, were it 50 times as fair. Were it 50 times as fair.
By God, McMurdo, you've a voice on you to charm the devil himself. Here, take a drink of that.
For my thanks to your counsel.
Give us another one, brother.
Will you let the man finish his drink?
Murdo, Brother Scanlon, let me fill your glass.
No, listen, I've got to talk to you.
Come outside. I hope this is worth taking me away from my drink for, brother.
I've had a letter from back east. I left good friends behind when I came out here. Here, see for yourself.
I didn't take this for that.
After the last time, it'd be all up with me. But you can do something about it. You've got to, or we're all dead men.
Anything?
Yeah, nothing. It's a stone ledge. It wouldn't hold footmarks for long.
Well, we're directly opposite the study. If he had crossed the moat, this is the obvious place to climb out.
Yes. Is the drawbridge raised every night?
6 o'clock, without fail. And Mr. Douglas himself checked all the ground floor windows last thing.
The man was afraid of something.
Deathly afraid. And with good reason.
Shall we set up the interviews now?
If you would, Mr. Mac. Do you want to do the questioning?
Well, I'll be very happy to leave it to you. It's always a pleasure to learn from an expert.
Indeed it is.
Thank you. The library or the dining room, I think. Watson and I will join you there.
I thought you'd finished in here.
Hmm? Not quite. What do you make of it?
Oh, I think we can discount suicide. I know there have been cases.
Yes, but this isn't one of them. Kill yourself with a double-barreled shotgun and the recoil throws the weapon away from the body. It certainly doesn't leave it neatly lying on the chest.
I'll take your word for it.
Yes. Well, what do you think of this?
A dumbbell. Douglas was a fit man. He liked to exercise. Why is it significant?
Because I can only find one.
Only one? But you have to use them in pairs. Douglas certainly did.
I'm quite sure.
Yeah, there'll be unilateral development. Maybe even curvature of the spine. Look, he definitely used
too. Interesting.